Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello everybody, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Laura Mishcon, and it is Wednesday, which means it's time for the Midweek Meltdown.
What have we got today?
It's a short but sweet one.
Okay.
Ladies, I have a bit of a moan slash quandary for you.
Okay.
I'm a 48-year-old woman, and my mum adds all my friends to her Facebook account, even though she doesn't really know them properly. She may have just met them once or just seen them comment on my Facebook posts. She joins practically every group that I am in. I feel like I can't comment anywhere without it being seen by her. Am I being unreasonable in being annoyed, and should I say something about it or just let it go?
Oh, okay, so she's basically being stalked online by her own mother.
Yeah.
Now, I have questions.
Mm-hmm.
Is her mum new to Facebook? Is her mum on any other platform in social media? Does her mum understand that there is a social media etiquette, and perhaps she's just not aware of it?
Well, she said she's 48. So let's say her mum's got to be 70 plus,
yep.
Right?
So she's probably not aware of the social media etiquette and how to behave around it, because there is
unwritten rules.
There are, right?
Yeah.
One is so. Don't stalk your mate or your daughter.
Mm.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't ever be able to stalk my daughters because they block me.
Yeah, my kids block me too.
I actually don't even want to stalk them.
Me neither.
I don't want to see it.
Actually, my oldest isn't on social media. The middle one, I think, is only on Snapchat, which I don't have, so it's fine. But whenever I say, like, did you see the self-care club video on Insta? He's like, I don't follow you.
Yeah. Well, Daisy does follow us on TikTok, and there was one with us talking about, I don't know why I'm going to spell it, J-I-double-Z. And she was like, Mum, my friends see that. Why are you talking about this? It's so embarrassing. I said, well, I was trying to describe a texture of a serum that we were using. She was mortified.
I mean, to be really honest, if my mum was on Instagram talking about jizz, I would also be mortified. Is your mother on social media?
No, my dad is.
Right.
But he's only on Facebook.
Does he follow your friends?
Well, I don't know, does he follow you?
I don't think so.
Well, your dad follows me.
My dad, to be fair, follows everyone.
So you know, you understand.
Yeah. So my mum
Your dad has a big Facebook presence.
Massive, yeah.
And he gets like huge amounts of likes and engagement on any post. He is actually very funny on social media.
My dad is a big, big, big Facebook guy. Like, he spends a lot of the day posting stuff on Facebook. It's sort of like a diary for him.
Yeah.
And there'll be photos, sometimes there'll be little videos, there'll be comments. He'll always post photos if he like goes out somewhere and shares it all. He has a very big following, he has a lot of engagement. I'm a little bit jealous. He doesn't follow my mates. He does follow you, he does follow Self Care Club. And he does always share and like and push us, and doesn't he?
He is so immensely supportive.
So he'll always go like, proud dad moment.
Yeah.
They won this, they did this, they've written a book. So it is great in that respect, and he doesn't stalk my friends. My mother has eschewed social media her whole life. She doesn't get it, she doesn't understand it.
Although she's on Instagram.
Yes.
And I got a notification for her to follow me.
She's just joined Instagram recently because she wanted to set up a new business. She's now been on it for about 4 months. She told me the other day that she follows me, you, Self-Care Club, and my cousin, and that's it.
But she's in the pet world. She doesn't follow any pet accounts.
No, she doesn't really get it.
Anyway, the point is that this poor girl, her mother is stalking her online, but it's probably because she doesn't really understand how it works. So she's probably just well, I mean, it's all hearsay, isn't it? But following in her daughter's footsteps, and perhaps she's like, oh, she's joined this group, let me check out what's on, what's that as well, and that kind of thing.
I feel like her mum's navigating Facebook.
But kind of shadowing her in the process.
Yes, yes.
But it's annoying her.
It is, but it is also dependent on what sort of stuff she wants to post and share. Like, there's nothing that I post on social media or on Facebook that I care if my mum sees. But I can imagine if I was in like a...
Well, that post about the JIZZ, I really would not want my mum to see.
It's not ideal, but my mum's obviously seen it if it's already up.
Has she?
Well, if it's up on Instagram, she will have seen it. She just won't comment on it, I hope.
Well, she hasn't. I can't have Jack... It was me that said it.
It was me, actually.
It was me. I said, oh no, it was you, and
it
I was disagreeing.
Me.
But
yeah.
The point is now your mum knows that I've talked about JIZZ.
It's okay.
It's not.
It's totally not okay. Fine. Like, my mum's not sitting in judgment of you.
It's not fine. Okay. Jackie, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Jackie's a very open-minded woman. The thing is, it depends on the groups you're in. Because like, I'm in a group, e.g., for loving our senior pets, and it's mostly posts about like when you have an old dog or cat and stuff that goes wrong, and like there's lots of like, you know, passing over the rainbow bridge and like, I'm sorry for your lost stuff, but also like quite helpful stuff about arthritis and things like that.
What is the most embarrassing group that you're in?
I'd say it probably is loving your senior pets. No,
I don't think that's embarrassing. I understand why you're in that, because you get lots of helpful advice. I mean, when I first got Miley, I was on this puppy group for Cavapoos,
right?
And I actually found it super informative and super helpful.
Yeah.
My most embarrassing Facebook group that I am in, and not only am I in it, I am a key contributor.
Oh my God, what is it? What is it? I wanna know.
It's a Real Housewives / Bravo / gossip group, just about the programmes.
Oh my God, I think I wanna join that group.
Anything Bravo related, I've probably tried to invite you before. Oh. Anyway, I've invited two of my mates.
Yeah.
And they are on it. Mm. And now every time I post, because sometimes I post on there, and you get so much great, juicy information, and there's so many debates on there about all the Real Housewives, and Summer House, and The Valley, and all the Bravo shows. Mm. So when I post, and sometimes I get like, you know, you get thousands of messages, the most enormous group.
Wow.
And my friend basically then forwards it onto me in WhatsApp, and she's like, you need a job.
Well, we have a job. I don't think that's that embarrassing.
It's quite embarrassing because I'm very active in it.
Oh, okay. That's
I'm going to invite you to.
Okay, I'll join.
But you won't understand half of it because...
Well, I'll only respond to the bits that I do understand. What I'm saying is, if you're a person, like there are some people on Facebook who post about like, should I get out of my marriage, or sex stuff, or like stuff you... But you could post that anonymously, right? But I guess your own mother would figure out that it was you.
But why are you gonna... If you're willing to share that with total strangers, surely you're willing to share that with your mother?
No, because I think sometimes you can only share that stuff with total strangers.
There's another group I'm on, actually, like a midlife group, and there's a lot of those kinds of posts in there.
Yeah, there would be.
Yeah.
Personal stuff.
Yeah. But they are always anonymous.
Yeah, but if anyway, it's your own mum.
Well, my question is, what is it that you're worried about her seeing?
Yeah.
Is it just an annoyance?
Yeah.
And also, it's your mum. Surely you could say, Mum, can you stop following my mates and please stop stalking me on Facebook? Because she said, I mean, I could say that to my mum. Could you say that to your mum?
Could I say that to my mum? I mean, it's a bit cruel. Is your mum, and she's just trying to figure out Facebook, and if she wants to follow your mates.
So, okay, you're right. Maybe she could say to her, Mum, I feel like perhaps we should go through how to navigate Facebook. Would you like some help?
Yeah, that's much kinder.
Yeah,
that's much better.
Stop fucking following my mates.
Or just like, Mum, listen, the thing is, this friend just feels a bit uncomfortable you knowing her business. Or something like that. Or Mum, maybe you could follow some of your own friends.
Or Mum, why don't you get your own friends? But basically, if it's making her uncomfortable, then I think she's perfectly within her rights to say something with grace and with kindness.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it is a case of her mum just trying to navigate the social media world, then I would say lend her a helping hand and then she can stop stalking you.
I think that's really nice. But I would also love it if Benita went on to your group and was like, no, Nicole, I disagree with you about Dorit's outfit. I would also love that. That would be quite fun.
Nothing would make me happier than if my mum was into Real Housewives. Nothing would make me happier. But she's not, okay. Sadly.
Okay.
And she's not on Facebook.
That's probably a blessing.
Okay, so that is our midweek meltdown. If you want to write in and be part of our meltdowns, we would love you to. You can email us hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk. Come find us on all our socials. All of our links are below in our show notes. Just scroll up. And we'll be back on Friday with a weekly wellness roundup show.
We will.
The Motherkind podcast explores how to feel happier, more confident and empowered in your motherhood, even in our world of pressure, judgment and comparison. I'm your host, Zoe Blasky, and every week I speak to an incredible expert to share actionable steps and powerful lessons to living your life as a mother with more joy and unapologetic confidence. Listen wherever you get your podcasts, just search Motherkind.